Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crockers when we need them.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as I like to do, I like to end the week, if I can, with a guy who his stuff is read by more people in the gun culture than anybody else, and that would be one young Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. And I can tell you that I now have more than 1,800 articles published on ammo.
All right. Heading for 1,900.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you told me that. You'll probably have to remind me because I've said that a bunch of times, as you know.
You've been talking about it a while, so I thought I should let you know.
How do you know that? Do you have to go? I mean, I know how I have to do things like count downloads. People be like, "Hey, Bill, we want metrics on this," and "Hey, Bill, we want metrics on that," and I have to actually go and count it.
Well, the Amaland has when I go in to post stuff. To send articles and to put them on their site, they give me a count of what I have sent.
Right.
And so then I have to go through and see what has not yet been published. And so then when I subtract those that haven't been published from those that have been sent, I come up with a total. And right now the total is like 1,808. I've got 7 unpublished. So...
They've been slowing you down. I see that. I see that they haven't.
There's some technical difficulties that are going on that I understand, and I try not to second guess Amaland too much. They've got a lot going on, and I'm trying to work with them to make sure that things get published in a timely manner.
Well, I mean, they got to
they got to do what they have to do, and
they're the publishers. They got to maintain control of that.
That's right. So they've treated me pretty well.
So this means that whatever we're talking about, I have no idea what it's going to be.
There was an article that we hadn't talked about yet, at least one, and that was that Iowa and Tennessee, I believe we didn't talk about this, they passed constitutional carry bills earlier within the last year. And both of them went into effect on 1 July. And so that's a bit of news, and they're a little different. The Iowa bill, it surprised me a little because they were pretty, they were sort of middle of the pack. They weren't super strict gun control by U.S. standards, but they were much stricter than many states. For example, you had to get a permit from the local sheriff in order to buy a handgun in Iowa. You couldn't just go to a federal firearms dealer and say, "I want to buy that handgun." First,
right.
You had to go to some authority and say, "I want to buy one." And then they supposedly checked you out or whatever and would decide whether you could or not. And then they would give you a permit to buy a handgun. And then you would go to a dealer. And all that poofer-all is unusual. There are only a few states that had a system like that set up. I think Michigan still has that kind of a system, and I think they just removed it in either Tennessee or one of the other southern states. I think South Carolina. Didn't South Carolina have a system like that? They just got rid of it.
North Carolina.
Okay. Well, I was only north or south off, So, but yes, and there were a number of southern states that had it, and of course you have the usual, you know, subjects like New York, which has had it for a very long time, ever since they created their law to protect the organized crime in the state called the Sullivan Law, which was back in 1911. Named because it was named after Big Tim Sullivan, who was one of the heads of the Tammany Gang, who got elected to the state legislature, and his enforcers were being threatened by people with guns. So he said, "That's not good. We can't have that. So we have to have a law that allows us, if we find somebody with a gun and they're not one of ours, we can lock them up." And that's what they did. So that's how the Sullivan Law got started, and then it was pushed from there and expanded a bit to some of the states right around New York. And if you look on a map now and you look at the states that still do not generally allow the exercise of Second Amendment rights, the may issue states, there's a cluster of six of them right around New York. And then there's on the West Coast, there's Hawaii and California. So, you know, these, what you see, I mean, I wrote an article about this. It's not one that's up right now. I don't think we ever discussed it much. And that is that you see strong gun control in areas that have an organized crime problem. The more there's organized crime, the more there's strong gun control. The two, curiously, seem to go together. And I think the New York example is illustrative. Organized crime is notorious for having, shall we say, connections with local government and police and with local authority figures. And they don't like the idea of running into people who have guns that they don't know about. So it's quite reasonable, and we see it reflected, that those areas with the most organized crime are also some of the strictest gun control areas. In Nevada, for example, the only county that required registration of guns was Clark County with Las Vegas, as an illustration. So we also see that it's connected with racist origins. A lot of the early gun laws were designed at keeping minorities that were disfavored, like freed slaves, or in California, Mexicans and black and Chinamen, Chinese, I guess I use the term Chinamen because that's what was discussed in about the law earlier. Back in the 1920s, there's newspaper accounts of why we need this law, and that's what they say. And so you see that in general, it's gun control is a policy of people in power wanting to keep other people unarmed. And in the U.S., that's primarily been a policy until the 1960s or so of keeping minorities that were not favored, particularly black people, other racial minorities, and Eastern Europeans when they were immigrating in the early 1900s. So that's I thought was worth talking about. But let's go to continue about constitutional carry in Iowa and Tennessee.
Well, I tell you what, we got about 45 seconds here. So hold on to that. We will get to that shortly. Well over 1,800 articles now. This is the body of work. I mean, 1,800 articles. The body of work the dean has at Ammoland.com waiting for you. You go to Ammoland.com, click on all contributors at the bottom right-hand side of the page. You'll see Dean's name in the middle left-hand column. Click that and, well, get to reading because it's going to take you a minute. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we're about to get into the whole Iowa and Tennessee constitutionary laws, which went into effect 15 days ago.
Yep, on 1 July. So Iowa also had completed the early stages of their having a new protection in their constitution, a constitutional amendment, which would basically do the same thing as this constitutional carry, in my opinion. And it's a complicated process where they have to pass it through the legislature twice, and then it goes up for a referendum. And it isn't just pass it through the legislature and then 5 minutes later pass it again. There has to be an election in between the two passages. And they'd muffed it up once, but it should be coming up for referendum in 2022. So they're going to bolster their constitutional carry with a constitutional amendment, effectively. And so that it's clear that they have strong public support for this in Iowa. And as I say, it's really a significant change over the, about the last 10 or 12 years, because earlier it was a may issue state where you could go to your county sheriff and they could issue a permit or not. And they also were able to decide whether or not you could buy a handgun in the first place. Then the other one that went into effect is Tennessee. And that's a little different. I mean, it, in my opinion, it wasn't quite as good. It's a more complicated law. It's a little muddy. It was harder to get through the legislature in Tennessee, and there were several contenders, and I'd say one of the muddier ones, but not the worst one, got passed. I mean, there's a couple of things in the law that are, you know, a little out of place. For example, if you leave a handgun in a motor vehicle, it has to be locked up and out of sight. Well, you know, it's sort of halfway reasonable, I guess you'd say, but I hate to see things in the law that are that minuscule, you know, that, to that fine a gradient. And then we have the other thing is, and I maybe we did mention it one time, that in Tennessee, if you have two convictions for driving under the influence in the last 10 years, you're not allowed to carry out in public, or one in 5 years. Two in 10 or one in five, to make that clear. So those two states are half of four that have passed constitutional carry bills, the other two being Utah and Texas. Utah's law has already gone into effect, and Texas will go into effect on 1 September of this year. And among them, they cover 56, well, all 21 states, I should say, that have constitutional carry now cover 56% of the land area of the United States. So that covers the, you know, those two states, and we're marching on. We have a legislative session, a veto session coming up in Louisiana. Now, that is was supposedly decided just shortly. I think they're going to have it, but I haven't seen any news stories on it. Do you happen to have noticed whether they approved of the having a veto session or not? Either house could vote to not have it by a majority, but it seemed like they were going to have it.
I have not heard that. I have been noticing that you've got various, that you've got warring factions of LEO that are out there either begging them not to do that or urging them to do that.
Yes, yes, I've seen the same thing. And there's other, there's various interest groups. There's Second Amendment supporters, and then there's, you know, various types of disarmist people who want you, disarmed that don't want it. And among those that are pushing against the veto session are those who want to ensure that biological males can compete in girls' sports, because that's another one of the issues that will be taken up in the veto session. So it's a contentious issue, and we should know pretty quickly whether or not there will be a veto session, probably no later than the end of today, I believe. And that, you know, and then once it happens, there's another 5 days that they have to decide whether or not they will be able to, whether or not they will override the governor's vetoes on the measures that he vetoed. And the two that are most covered in the news are constitutional carry and this protection of women's sports bill. So those two things, if there's a veto session, then there'll be more coverage, and I think there will be. If I had to bet on it, I'd say they will have the veto session.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, who do they have to have the governor's permission to have that session? Or
no, it's a really interesting setup that they have in Louisiana. I haven't seen it elsewhere. And what it is if the governor vetoes bills within 10 days of the end of the legislative session, that's not quite right. If they pass bills within 10 days of the veto session, and he vetoes them within 10 days or after, within the window after 10 days before the end of the session, let me put it that way, then there's a period of time, they have like 20 days to decide whether to have a veto session. I mean, the veto session automatically is scheduled, and then each house has to vote on whether they want to have a veto session or not, and if either one of them votes by a majority not to have it, then they won't have it. They've never had a veto session since that provision in the Constitution went into effect in 1974.
Right.
So this will be the first time, if they have one, that they exercise this part of the 1974 constitutional provisions. And I think it's going to happen because Republicans have strong majorities in both houses, and they're getting a lot of push from people who feel strongly about these issues to hold the veto session because the governor's vetoes were very unpopular.
Hang on for me right there. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We're talking about stuff that he writes about. Right now we're talking about constitutional carry. Find this at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is holding a COVID-19 press briefing. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that more outbreaks of the coronavirus are happening where people are not vaccinated.
There is a clear message that is coming through. This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We are seeing outbreaks of cases in parts of the country that have low vaccination coverage.
Walensky saying the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are the most effective after having two shots. Border Patrol agents have made more than 1 million arrests at the U.S.-Mexico border so far this year. That's already higher than any full-year total since at least 2005. That's according to new Customs and Border Protection figures. Agents making more than 178,000 arrests in June, a 3% increase over the prior month. This is USA Radio News. The Pentagon says 70% of active duty service members have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. The Department of Defense saying 62% of active duty members are fully vaccinated. In a video on social media, former Raytheon executive, now Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, says it will take all of us to control the virus. A recent European Union court ruling has many thinking the decision could lead to discrimination.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. Critics say the rules are discriminatory and target those practicing Islam. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, let's talk about Governor Cuomo and this insanity he's trying to perpetuate by calling a crime wave a public health emergency. And what has happened is that he's declared the uptick in crime in New York, which is clearly tied to several measures to stop prosecuting criminal activity and to a bail reform measure that releases people who are accused of crimes back on the street without any bail. And he's now calling that a gun violence disaster emergency. And, of course, people in government love these emergencies. Emergencies are the health of government power because they get to do things that you couldn't do otherwise. I mean, we passed a whole bunch of laws, essentially in the progressive era, the last 100 years or so, that give executives of states and the president of the United States extraordinary powers in, quote, emergencies. And a lot of times all the executive has to do is say, no, this is an emergency. And then they get to do all kinds of things that they otherwise couldn't. The two major kinds of emergencies that these people who want more power like are, of course, public health emergencies. And Governor Cuomo considered the, quote, this uptick in crime there as a public health emergency. And it's probably the second most common used emergency. The other, of course, is war powers. So when you're at war, or if they declare a public health emergency, a whole bunch of your constitutional rights are thrown out the window. In this particular case, Governor Cuomo is able to use the emergency to override any controls put on spending money by the legislature. So he is able to take, I think it's in the neighborhood of $178 million or so, and just say, well, this money is going to go there, and that money is going to go there, and this money is going to go there, and it's ripe for corruption. Because the money, of course, goes to his political ally in nonprofits or whatever. And the legislature doesn't get any say in it. And while this is supposed to be a public health emergency of gun violence, almost none of the money goes to police. In fact, they took away a bunch of money from the police under the whole defund the police idea. And there's only a little bit of money, I think, that goes to the state police, and that's a very, very limited. So there actually is a surprisingly a little bit of sense in this, in that one of the things they say they're going to do is look at the very small numbers of people who commit most of the murders. And it's just a tiny percentage of the population, mostly young men, aged 18 to 24, and mostly in minority communities, that commit most of the violence. So if you concentrate on those people, you can actually reduce murders. But a lot depends on how you do it, and we don't know how they are going to do it in New York. And we have so many, we have the Second Amendment, and because we have it, we have more guns per person. It's also because we're rich and because we can't afford them in the United States. So we have about almost 1.5 guns for every person in the United States. Of course, they're not distributed equally. I have considerably more than that. And I think that lots of people don't have any. But that's changing as we have more and more and more new gun owners every month. So it's, in my opinion, this pronouncement by Governor Cuomo is primarily a means of transferring money from the general fund in New York to Governor Cuomo's dedicated allies without having to go through the legislature.
Cuomo is, he's got a lot of chutzpah in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. He's got all these problems, you know, all this scandal just swirling around him, and he just says, well, prove it, or, you know, you guys are picking on me, or whatever, and he just keeps on chugging along. A Republican would never be able to get away with all the scandals that he's been involved in.
Absolutely not. Not on any given day. He couldn't get away with 10% of what Cuomo.
No.
You know what? He made $5 million on a book.
Yes. I mean, and he absolutely is, if you look just objectively at the record, he is probably the worst governor in the nation in his handling of the whole COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, he sent more people to die because of his executive actions than any other governor in the nation. At least that's the way I look at it. I think New Jersey might be close, or Michigan. But New York is densely populated. There's more people there. That's one of the reasons why he ended up with his very foolish and, I think, politically motivated decision, ended up killing more elderly people than any other state in the Union. And I don't think those facts are in dispute anymore.
Well, the thing about it, I did a breakdown on his, what he's calling his gun violence disaster, which 804 homicides as of this moment in the state of New York, or it was when I was looking at this. Then when you go and you look at, or in 2020, I think it was 804 in 2020 in the state. But then when you go look at the COVID deaths, the cancer deaths, the heart attack deaths, the car accident deaths, everything dwarfs. All of those other deaths dwarf the so-called gun violence disaster that they're undergoing right now.
And this is what they do. I mean, and it's with media collusion, of course. They pick something, anything, I mean, whatever they want to demonize at the moment.
Right.
And then they say, look at this, look at this. We've got to act on it right away. And there's no context. There's no sense of reasonableness. And they especially never talk about the downside of what they're doing, the cost. And it's not, and this is one illustrative case, but I'm thinking back, I studied when they prohibited switchblade knives.
Hang on for me. Hang on for me. We're coming up on final break. You can find this. You can find Dean's work at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Excuse me. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and we've been discussing a great many things. Primarily, having to do with constitutional carry, I might say. So, where would you like to end this week, sir?
Well, let's talk just a little bit about this general way that legislatures and people who want power work, and that is they'll take a very specific instance and blow it up in the media. So a lot of this depends on the media being in favor of the proposition. Very often they work in concert with the politicians, and boy, are we seeing that in spades today. At least with one side of the political aisle being favored entirely by, it appears, the vast majority of the media. In fact, you can question, who's in charge? Are the politicians in charge or are the media in charge? But what they do is they'll take some instance that may be a horrific incident, but statistically very small. And where we saw this particularly early on was in the 50s, when there was a Congress critter in New York who saw that his claim to fame and the issue he latched onto was to try to make illegal switchblade knives. And in fact, there was no evidence that switchblade knives were a problem. He just made it up. He just said, these people told me this and these people told me that, but there wasn't any evidence. In fact, They couldn't come up with cases where switchblades were actually a serious problem. They might have one instance here, another instance there, but they just were not seriously a problem. And yet he was able to gin up enough outrage in the media so that most states, all but I think seven, passed ordinances against the possession of switchblade knives, and they got a federal law passed saying that switchblade knives could not be imported and they couldn't be transferred from one state to the other. Now, that's being changed now. There's a group called Knife Right that does stellar work, and they've removed a number of restrictions on switchblade knives. They were never illegal in Arizona and in six other states. But most of the states that have switchblade bans have now done away with those bans because it was all nonsense. There wasn't any reality to it. It was just a publicity move, and it was pushed without any data or real serious information. I look at it as the beginning of a push for doing away with Second Amendment rights just to show they could do it with this particular kind of knife. Alternatively, you could just say it was an opportunistic congressman who just used it to facilitate his power, and people looked at it and said, well, if this worked for him, we can do it with something else. And so you have to be aware, as a good citizen, that just because something is called terrible in the media and there's a call to make a law, there ought to be a law about that, doesn't mean it makes any sense. And that's the case with, for example, this whole push on so-called assault weapons and banning certain, you know, rifles like the AR-15. Well, the AR-15 is one of the most common type of rifles in the United States. It may be the most popular rifle that's ever been made. There's something like, I think about, 7-8 million? Do you have a figure that you recall on the number in the U.S.?
It's got to be around. It's got to be over 20.
It may be over 20 million. Well, that would probably be including all variations, not just the AR-15.
And no, AR-15s.
AR-15s. Well, there's a lot of them. They're very popular. And very, very seldom are they used in crime. The number of murders committed with AR-15s in the United States is lower than, it's something like less than half of that committed with knives. I think maybe a third or a quarter. And it's less than the number of people that are killed with just hands and feet, you know, choked or stomped or beat to death. It's a very low number. It's in a few hundred when there's about 15,000 murders. I think maybe about 200 or 300 out of 15,000 murders. And yet, that's the gun they want to ban. But why? It makes no sense at all. Except it's one of the more effective militia weapons we have out there.
Well, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. That would, you know, there's without knowing their exact supplies, let's say there's 2 million service members serving at any given time in uniform, active duty and reserve and National Guard components.
Okay.
How many weapons do you think they have per man as far as M16s, M4s available to them?
I'm guessing about one half.
So, you know, we're looking at maybe 3 million man-portable shoulder-fired weapons versus...
Not one half. I think there's they don't have one for every person, I don't think.
Well, I mean, some people are carrying, well, depending on their assignment.
Some people have pistols, you know, that are in addition to rifles. So, yeah, and then there's machine guns and other, you know, man-portable cruiser weapons.
But I think the problem for the left, I think the problem for the left is they understand the utility of guns, and because they understand the utility of guns, it's not so much that they don't want there to be guns, they don't want there to be guns in our hands.
Exactly. It's all about deciding and have the power to decide who has weapons, not whether they're useful or not.
They know they're useful.
It's never been about crime. There's excellent research that was done after the British started severely controlling firearms in the 1920s. It was done by Chief Constable Colin Greenwood at Cambridge University, and he came to the conclusion there was no utility to their gun laws at all, and that they had been passed as a political measure because they were afraid of revolution. And Joyce Lee Malcolm, another excellent scholar on the British gun laws, came to the same conclusion, and they did this independently. I don't think there's any question that it was political considerations that drove the gun laws in Great Britain, not crime. And I think the same is in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah. all the stuff that they, they still seem to be hanging on to January 6th as this linchpin. They're trying to hang on to that to make a case against armed people.
I think word is getting out. I think they can't control the narrative, and they're really worried, you know, because the narrative is falling apart.
Well, absolutely. Look at what they're trying to sell. They want to sell defunding the police, although they're rethinking that one. They have let Antifa and BLM just run roughshod over everything. And at the same time, they want to take guns away from people as they release criminals back into the population. And as they decriminalize crime. But we'll pick this up on Wednesday before we run out of time. You can go. Dean has well over 1,800 articles now waiting on you at ammoland.com. Thank you very much for taking this evening with me, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
And as for you folks, I will talk to you on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. They can only take that which we give them. This has been Lock and Load. Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.